Welcome.
Bienvenidos.
A Miami.
To very fine friends, it's time for a little bonus improv. Joe, can we get a suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Your suggestion is perpetrator.
Perpetrator.
I always wish that cops would say, yeah, we got the traitor in the cell over there in the other room.
Yeah.
Shorten it the other way.
Perpetrator sounds like a very like nice, fancy word, and its diminutive form of perp is like the opposite.
Yeah.
Perp sounds very like...
You little stinker.
Oh, no, it sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like what it is, like a dirt bag, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
But perpetrator makes it sound like, oh, like we just did an art heist or something.
Yeah.
But perp makes it sound like, oh yeah, you're just like a thug.
You're right. These are valid.
Thank you.
Accurate opinions. They're now facts in the annals of history.
Yes. Also annals and anals.
Do you think anyone's ever had sex in the annals and called it anal sex?
Wait. Are annals real places, or are they just of history fame?
I think in some places it could be like an archive. Like, oh, we'll meet you down in the annals.
Mm.
But that's purely speculative.
Okay.
I just wanted to make the joke.
It was good. Good joke.
Back to perpetrator.
Yeah. It's the worst crime you've ever committed.
Me?
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Thought crime?
I've had some really very evil thoughts.
Yeah.
Mostly like revenge based.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, oh, the things I would do.
But that's not a crime. You're allowed to do those things in your mind.
Yeah. That's why I'm innocent.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
I've been so mad at someone once that I remember like the way I must have been looking at them, that they immediately changed their approach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like you just gave them a death glare so hard that
suddenly they were helpful and nice. And I think that was totally out of self-preservation. They're like, this guy's going to
kill me.
It's about to go berserk.
Oh.
Berserk to perp, a pipeline.
That would be a good reality show.
Yeah. It would.
And now, improv. Officer, I don't understand. What did I didn't do anything wrong. I was just sitting here thinking. That's not a crime.
Well, ma'am, the problem was that you were obviously thinking, and you know in these parts, all thoughts need to be locked down in private. But you were doing hand gestures, you had your hand on your chin, and you were looking up to the sky, clearly lost in thought. That is a class 3 misdemeanor.
No, but I mean, but you didn't even know what I was thinking about. What if I was thinking about feeding homeless puppies or something? That's a good thought, right? I mean, you don't know what was going on in my head. You don't know that they happen to be dark thoughts.
Ma'am, in this county, we err on the side of caution. Please put your hands behind your back. You're going to the slammer.
No. Oh, come on, officer. No.
Hold on. Are you thinking something now?
Mm.
Hey, you stop that.
Mm.
No. No.
Mm.
Miss.
Mm.
No. No. Bang. Bang, 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 bang. Why'd you make me do that? You were reaching for your thought gun.
Two weeks later. Officer Borshat, please come into my office.
I'm here. I'm ready.
We've, the ethics board has reviewed the footage of the incident and... We have decided that was a clean shoot.
Oh, God.
We could tell from the look on her face, she She was, in fact, reaching for her thought gun. So you had no choice but to reach for your real gun and shoot her.
Thank you.
She was up to some real weird thoughts there. We could tell that she was not only reaching for her thought gun, but she had assembled your family there to watch. She was going to do it in front of your whole family. So under these circumstances, I feel like, yes, you were justified.
It's good to know that my instincts were right, sir.
Yes, though I'm glad that when the moment came, the training kicked in and you were safe. So here's your badge back.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your gun. Oh. And here, I'm giving you an extra gun as a present.
Two guns? Wow.
Yeah.
I promise to only uphold the law and to do good.
Well, Officer Borshad, I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Now, get back out there and protect and serve.
Yes, sir.
Later that day.
Whoop, whoop.
What? Oh. Wait, for me? Are you...
Pull over!
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, hang.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm pulling. I'm trying to find. I'm finding a safe place to pull over. Okay. All right. God. Okay. License, registration. Oh yeah.
Put them up. Put your hands up. That's right. Well, I got two guns.
Well, officer, what's the problem, officer?
You know what the problem is.
Was I speeding? What was I? Just I was just.
You were thinking about speeding.
No, wait, no, I was, but I didn't though. I was just thinking, I wish I could get to my appointment sooner.
That's a class 6 misdemeanor in this county.
No, officer, please. No. I just needed to get to my son's school. I was running a little bit late. All I was thinking was, I wish they could speed.
Oh. Everyone just calm down.
Okay.
Everyone just take a breath.
Can I put my hands down? Or are you going to put your guns down?
I'll put one gun down. Okay. One gun, one hand.
Okay.
All right.
I put one hand down too.
Okay. All right. All right. I apologize. I don't. It's hard to know what's real anymore because I recently went through a whole thing. But you know how dangerous thoughts can be.
Oh, sure. Of course. My cousin was killed by thoughts. I would never. Oh.
Okay. Well, that was close. I thought. I gotta be honest, there was a part of me that was worried that I was gonna shoot every single person I pulled over.
Oh. Well, here, let me just lean over. Let me grab something out of the glove compartment.
Why did you make me do this?
Got to 2 weeks later. Officer Borshat?
Yes, sir.
Back in my office, please.
Thank you, sir.
I wanna let you know.
Yeah.
The ethics board has reviewed footage of the last shooting. And they have the results. The results are in. It was a clean shoot.
Oh, thank God, sir. Oh.
It looked as though she was, in fact, thinking about reaching into her glove box to give you her phone number as some kind of a bribe. She thought you were cute.
Oh, wow.
That was what was going on in her head.
I can't believe I came this close to being bribed, sir.
There's some sickos out there.
Really, there are.
I want you to know you did the right thing. You avoided temptation, the bribery, and our streets are now cleaner. That her son doesn't have a mother anymore, but you know, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, he was going to probably grow up to have thoughts of his own.
I know. We can't have that.
Well.
So here's your gun. Here's both and your other gun.
Can I have
here's your badge.
The third and gun?
You're way ahead of me. Here's your third gun.
Oh, an ankle gun.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
I feel like you've earned it.
God bless you, sir. I'm so anxious to get back in the streets.
I need you back out there. You're our best man.
Okay.
Get out there.
Cut to the streets.
La di da.
Whoop whoop.
Oh. What? Oh. Is that for me? I'm just.
Yes, it's for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm only seven.
Put your hands up and put the Polly Pocket down.
Which one do you want me to do first, officer?
Don't back talk me, miss.
No, okay, I'm not, no. Polly Pocket down first. Hands up.
All right.
Officer, what seems to be the problem? I was on my way to kindergarten. I'm an old kindergartner.
I got a whiff of an idea coming off you. Were you thinking about skipping class?
What? No, I would never. Today's hopscotch day. I love hopscotch day.
Hold on, let me check in with the dispatch to see if that checks out.
Could you confirm that today is hopscotch day? Oh, I know that. Today is, in fact, hopscotch day.
Huh. All right, that checks out. But, have you been trained in hopscotch?
Well, yes. Yes, by a real hopscotch professional.
All right. Well, listen. My instinct is to shoot. Something's telling me there's something special about you.
So, oh, I don't know. Thank you, officer.
Yeah. Here. Have you ever seen an ankle gun?
No. I've only seen handguns.
Check this out. This is a gift from my superior.
Oh, you're handing it to me.
She's got a gun!
See.